the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is We All Make Mistakes.
I'm a believer.
Today, Monday, is the 9th of Rabiul Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Aban, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of November, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter and Fall. We choose for you to listen verse 29.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
O you who have believed, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion and will remove from you your misdeeds and forgive you. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Fakhr Razi has explained the expiation of sins is concealment in this world, while forgiveness is a deliverance from the punishment of Allah in hereafter. According to the statements of some other commentators of the Quran, expiation is to wipe out the social and psychological effects of sins, while forgiveness is a remittance in respect to hell. Therefore, those who put aside the mental desires will recognize the truth, and their piety causes a proper insight to come forth in them and a great virtue and reward to be obtained.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture, that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
We are talking about our mistakes. We all make mistakes. Mistakes happen. We all make them. It is part of what makes us human. How you react and respond to mistakes is something that shows your character. It is common for many of us to instantly begin to beat ourselves up over our mistakes, fixating on the lack of perfectionism. But is this truly a great or even healthy way to react to making a mistake? Rather than looking at mistakes as a strictly negative thing, look at them as opportunities. What these opportunities are ultimately up to you, but they are endless. So the next time you make a mistake, catch yourself before you start down the long road of what-ifs, the extreme self-criticism. Instead, try to remember the gifts that mistakes bring you and what you can do to become the best version of yourself from this mistake. You are not your mistakes, but you are what you do with them. You have the power to change the way you view mistakes and chances of them happening again.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to take lessons from our own mistakes. Many people may be afraid of making any mistake. Because of this, being afraid of one's own mistakes in order not to reach so that he or she wouldn't reach the desired effect or the desired situation or context or case might prevent him or her from making any effort. While the correct situation, while the correct decision is that, we should continue our life. We should continue doing our best in order to live successfully in our community. Hence, we are expected not to be afraid of making mistakes. Rather, we have to take lessons from our own mistakes, and we have to find out, okay, why and in what context and in what capacity we made a mistake. For example, suppose that a student goes to school and in his exam, he makes some mistakes. Usually the mark he gets from his teacher isn't what he had expected. There may be at least two options for this student. The first one is, okay, not to go to school or not to take any exam. Another one is that, okay, the student should learn, okay, where he made the mistakes and what the correct answers must be.
Talking about mistakes, it's good to look at how Prophet Muhammad corrected mistakes. Be gentle. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, extremely perceptive toward the people around him. He knew when someone was sensitive and vulnerable, and he often approached mistakes with utmost gentleness. Once a Bedouin entered the Prophet's mosque for the first time, he raised his voice in supplication. O Allah, forgive me and Muhammad, but don't forgive anyone else. The Prophet smiled at him and remarked gently, you're limiting something that is vast. So deep was the empathy the Prophet had for his people that he did everything possible to make things easy for them. He removed every obstacle that stood between the people and Allah's forgiveness, and he searched out solutions to individuals' unique circumstances. At this time of today's special, let's look at the benefits of making mistakes. Yes, benefits of making mistakes. Mistakes allow us to make amends. When we make a mistake and it impacts the lives of others, whatever in a small or more significant way, we have a chance to make amends, to explain and to apologize. The opportunity to get to know each other better, to deepen our understanding and cement our connections. Mistakes bring us closer together. Being honest about our own mistakes can increase our empathy and compassion. Appreciating that mistakes are inevitable and that we ourselves have made many can shape our response when we witness the mistakes of others. Rather than judging, insulting, and blaming them, we can be kind and gentle.
We human beings are all sinners. It's part of our nature. Allah Azza wa Jal created human beings, and we're not infallible. We're not sinless. We're sinful, except the ma'sumi, except those who are infallible. The prophets and the imams, they don't commit sins. But everyone else, all other human beings, are sinful. They commit sins, whether they are there are some that commit big sins. There are some that commit small sins. There are some that commit both big sins and small sins. At the end of the day, we are all sinful. We all carry sins on our shoulders. We've disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. We've done things that Allah has asked us not to. Each person has a weak spot. For some, it's money. For some, it's alcohol. For some, it's lust. For some, it's gambling. For some, it's power. They'll do anything to reach power. For some, it's all about money. They'll do anything to get money, to win money. They're willing to fool people, trick people, break laws, laws of the land, laws of God, and so on and so forth. We all have our weak points and spots. Some, for some of us, our weak points is our tongue. We pray, we fast, we give our khums, we go to Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarah, but we cannot control our tongues. We don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't gamble, we don't drink, but ghibah is our weak point. Ghibah is our weak spot. Our tongue, we cannot control our tongues. We backbite against people, we mention them in ways that we shouldn't. So we all commit sins. We've all have committed sins that we shouldn't have, but luckily Allah Azza wa Jal has opened the door of repentance. The door of repentance is always open. Some people, if you do them wrong, they might forgive you once. Some people don't forgive whatsoever. If you wrong them, they'll never forgive you. They don't give second chances. There's some people, they'll give you one more chance. One more chance. There's some people, they'll give you two chances. You do them wrong once, they'll forgive. A second time, they'll forgive. But the third time, they'll stop speaking to you. They'll lose your trust, their trust in you. That friendship is over. There's people that give a couple of chances, but then they'll lose their patience, and they'll say enough is enough, and they'll cut their ties off with you. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a first chance, and a second, and a third, and a tenth, and a twentieth, and a thirtieth. Allah always keeps His door open. Allah always gives another chance, and another chance, and another chance.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, inshallah. We meet you in another episode of today's special. Until then, we leave you in Allah's protection.
I don't wanna run anymore. Forgive me, Lord, don't close your door. I promise I surrender. I'm giving you my heart and my soul. I've been thinking about my past. I wanna say I found you, Lord, at last. I just wanna tell you that I really love you. I know you'll always be by my side. Astaghfirullah. Forgive me,
Salam, everybody. For your information, the holy city of Qom in Iran is indeed the foremost center of diffusion of true Islamic knowledge, with students from all over the world coming to acquire the bezels of wisdom. Here is what the Prophet's 16th fallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, has said regarding the city, which is blessed by the holy shrine of his granddaughter, Hazrat Fatima Ma'sume, peace upon her. Indeed, God has a sanctuary, and that is Mecca. The messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, has a sanctuary, and that is Medina. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, has a sanctuary, and that is Kufa in Iraq. And we, the Ahlul Bayt, have a sanctuary, and that is Qom.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the practices, and rather one of the objectives of a Muslim, is to be good to people. And again, the tradition that we will mention today does not mention Muslims. It doesn't mention Shia. It mentions people. It mentions Nas. And Nas is the word in Arabic that, you know, is all-encompassing and all, you know, encapsulating of people, regardless of religion, creed, culture, language, whatever you want to say. It has all that. It encompasses all people, Nas. So the tradition that we would like to mention today indicates a particular type of act that when a person is seen performing it, you cannot, you know, tell people that you are performing this, because obviously it just defeats the purpose. So you'd have to show it. And again, with sincerity. Because this type of action can actually only occur with sincerity. Everything else will defeat the purpose of this particular tradition, and defeats the purpose of that attaining and acquiring the love and the friendship of other people. And what can be said is that the opposite of this can also be true, that if this act is not done, the opposite is done, then you will obviously attain the enmity of people. People will look down upon you. People will want to be away from you and, you know, distance themselves from you. So this can also be said to be true. So the tradition is this. The Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, is reported to have said that the one who thinks the best of people gained their love. Now this is obviously under normal circumstances. You do have the odd exception now and then. We don't want to get into the exceptions though. But for example, a person, you know, is doing something, and out of the goodness of your heart, you encourage that person. You say, no, what you are doing is good. Continue the good work. You know, if possible, you tell that person, if you need a hand, let me help you. But you don't want to step on his toes. You don't want to take that particular thing away from him. You're like, no, he's doing something good. I want to help him, or I will encourage him. You think good of that person. Another place, you know, a person comes to you for a help, and you say, like, no, this person truly needs help. And if you have the ability, you do it. If you don't, you don't. Sometimes a person just comes and asks how you are. They say salams to you. They want to greet you. And you return the greeting and you say, this person is only trying to be friendly. He's only trying to, you know, do some of his Islamic responsibilities in greeting. Not that he wants something from me, or he wants to, you know, get closer to me and so on and so forth. No, nothing like that. You just think good of people. By doing that, people will understand and see that, no, this person is a good person. They will naturally become attracted to you. Especially good people will get attracted to you. Because they see this person is good, and good attracts good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us of those who attain and garner the love of people because of our actions, and not because of anything else. The sincerity of our actions, more importantly. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by a Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of this program, I'm glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation recited by that famous reciter, and after it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. Besides these parts, we're going to have some other interesting Quranic parts which will be presented to you. So please stay tuned. Tonight, Today we are going to talk about Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. He's a prominent Egyptian Quran reciter who was born in 1905. And he was entitled Malikul Qurra, which means the king of reciters. He had a unique style in his recitation and recited the Quran in a particular fashion, employing the Arabic maqamat to illustrate the words of Allah to the listener. One of the special characteristics of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is that he was very skillful in telling the Quranic stories. Actually, he used tone, intonation, and maqamat to convey the meaning. Many famous reciters were influenced by the style of this prominent reciter, such as Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna and Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 30 and 31 of Suratul Kahf, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Verily, as for those who believe and do righteous deeds, certainly we shall not suffer to be lost the reward of anyone who does his deeds in the most perfect manner. For them will be gardens of Eden in paradise, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, and they will wear green garments of fine and thick silk. They will recline therein on raised thrones. How good is the reward, and what an excellent dwelling.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 30 and 31 of Suratul Kahf, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you remember, we previously said in one of our programs that Maqam Sika is a happy maqam, and it's good to use it in places where the topic is about
the heaven,
paradise. It's about the reward which is given to the believers, those who believe. For example, verses that are about Allah, they're verses that describe Allah and His attributes. Okay? And Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is using Maqam Sika and Huzam and the other branches of Maqam Sika in this recitation. And it's very suitable to use Maqam Sika for these two verses because it's about إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will not make their good deeds go to waste. Okay, and they will have paradise. They'll be given paradise as their reward. And it describes, verse 31 describes paradise and how it has rivers that flow underneath it. And, you know, they wear clothes made out of holbor, which is a sundusin wa istaba, and the other characteristics of the inhabitants of paradise.
Okay, now let's talk about the tajweed points, brother.
Okay, the tajweed points, the first part, the first phrase, inna, we have a noon which is mushaddad, and we have to apply ghunna for two vowel counts, just like Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, he did that. And in fact, all good reciters, they have to observe this rule, and they do observe this rule, just like Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. It's a very simple rule. It's a very basic rule that I've not heard an Egyptian reciter that does not or forgets to apply this rule, which is a ghunna, whenever a noon is mushaddad.
Or a meme.
Or whenever a meme is mushaddad. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الصالحات. The sod has tafkhim at the highest level. It's a letter of isti'la. All the letters of isti'la have to be pronounced with
tafkhim or thickness.
However, their level of tafkhim differs. Sometimes we have a very high level of tafkhim. Sometimes we have a less higher level of tafkhim, and so on and so forth. The letters of isti'la are, we have sad, wad, ba, wa, kha, ghain, and qaf. These are the seven letters of isti'la, and you have to pronounce them with tafkhim at all times and with varying degrees of tafkhim depending on the vowel.
Okay, yes, for example, the vowel they have.
If we have a letter of isti'la with alif al-mad, we have the highest level, as-salihat. If we have with a fatha, we have the second highest level, as-salah, as-sadr. If we have a sad with, or any letter of isti'la with a dhamma or waw al-mad, we would have a moderate level of tafkhim, as-sur, for example, as-sur, wa nufiqa fi-sur. If we have a letter of isti'la with a kasra, or ya'ul, actually with
this
a sukun.
Word we have sukun, actually.
Yes, with a sukun is the fourth level.
Mm-hmm.
Ashab. Elshab. We have the second lowest level, the fourth level. And the lowest level is whenever we have a kasra or ya'ul mad, for example, in the word basir. Basir. Okay. These were letters of sad with different levels of. Okay, ulaika. Here we have matul muttasil, where the long vowel has to be lengthened to four or five vowel counts. Okay.
Yes.
Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is using, actually, he's reciting in the qira'ah of Hamza, where we have a lot of sects.
Yes, it was
ulaika. Hamza says that you have to lengthen all the long vowels to 6 vowel counts. All the long vowels that have a Hamza, or of course the Matul Lazim, to 6 vowel counts. And whenever you want to stop on a letter that has a Hamza, which is preceded by a Sakin letter, you should apply Tasheel. Okay? You should not say Min Asawir if you want to stop. You should say Min Asawir, just like Sheikh Mustafa Ismail.
Without Nabra.
Without Nabra. This is only during Waqf. Or for example, he said ثياباً خضراً من سندس ويستبرق ويستبرق. This is Tasheel of Hamza, where you have to apply it whenever you want to stop. This is in the Qira'ah of Hamza.
Okay, thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. Thank you, brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak wa an tuzi'ani shukrak wa an tulhimani dhikrak Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutadhallilin khashi' an tusamihani wa tarhamani wa taj'alani biqismika radiyan qani'a
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, the commander of the believers is asking the Almighty Allah in these divine phrases three positions belonging to the devoted servants. أسألك بجودك أن تذنيني من قربك. I ask you through your munificence
to bring me nearer to your mercy, وأن توزعني شكرك, and to bless me with gratitude to you, وأن تلهمني ذكرك, and to inspire me with your remembrance. Imam Ali alayhi salam, aware of the fact that reaching these positions undoubtedly is impossible without the Almighty Allah's benevolence and His mercy, asks him through His munificence, and he asks the Almighty Allah to make him closer to his position, the position of nearness. And this is the position about which the Almighty Allah says, لا يزال عبد يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فأكون أنا سمعه الذي يسمع به. In the previous program, we talked about this tradition that the Almighty Allah says, my favorite servant seeks nearness to me through nafila and the recommended prayers, and I would love him, and I become his ear to hear, I become his eyes to see, and I become his tongue to talk, and I become his heart to think. And as a result, whenever he calls me, I would answer him. I would grant him whenever he requests me. In this regard, the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, كلام المتقين بمنزلة الوحي من السماء. The speech of the Almighty Allah's pious servants has an equal stance as heavenly revelation. This is very interesting, dear listeners. كلام المتقين بمنزلة الوحي من السماء. The Prophet is saying that these are just the same. إذا وجدت كلمة على لسان بعضهم. When some of them speak, they are asked, إِلَى لَهُ مَنْ حَدَّثَكَ بِهَذِهِ. Are you talking on behalf of someone? فَيَقُولْ حَدَّثَنِي قَلْبِي عَنْ فِكْرِي عَنْ سِرِّي عَنْ رَبِّي. They would answer, my heart talked to me from my mind from my inside, and my inside talked to me from my Lord. And that's the meaning of this sentence when the Almighty Allah says, أَنَا أَكُونُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become his ear, I become his eye, and I become his tongue and his heart.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
And the highest such position belonged to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, من رآني فقد رأى الحق. One who sees me has undoubtedly seen the truth. And he has also stated, لي مع الله وقت لا يسعني فيه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. Very interesting. He says, لي مع الله وقت لا يسعني فيه ملك. There is a special time for me with Almighty Allah in which no favorite angel or prophet is allowed. This means that the Holy Prophet has reached the highest stations of mercy and nearness to the Almighty Allah. It means that he can now say to something be, and it immediately becomes. عبدي أتعني حتى أجعلك مثلي. But the condition is that the Prophet becomes the true servant. And it is available for anyone to become the true servant of the Almighty Allah. And interestingly, after the Prophet ﷺ, the second nearest position to Almighty Allah is for Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's it, dear listeners. We are done discussing this station of nearness. And in the next program, we will, God willing, talk about the different favorite servants of the Almighty Allah and the different examples. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
شما در این قرن معجزه کردید.
ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and a warm welcome to our listeners of our program, The Man Who Changed the World. I'm your host on this program, Ijaz Hussain. This is a program dedicated to the life and times of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul. And I have a good friend, academic and Islamic scholar, Dr. Mahdi Tarabi, to join me to discuss his life and times. Dr. Mahdi Tarabi, salam, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum salam, rahmatullah. Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Mahdi Tarabi, we're going to discuss wealth disparity according to how the Imam saw it.
Yes.
Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. I leave the floor entirely to you, sir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a little intro in the sense that we had a program.
We did. And we discussed.
There was a report
from Oxfam, yes.
Published.
Yes.
A report in which they talked about the fact that, you know, we have this massive, crazy wealth disparity in the world.
Yes.
And one of the statistics that they...
It's reached diabolical proportions.
Exactly. Diabolical is exactly the word.
Yes.
Where they basically said that the 85 richest individuals...
Yes.
I repeat, individuals.
Individuals. In 85 individuals.
Individuals, okay, in the world...
Yes.
...own the same amount of wealth as...
3.5 billion...
The bottom half of the entire world's population.
Staggering.
Okay, let's just let's do a little experiment here.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine 85 people.
Yes.
Would they fit into where? Would they fit? Like, just so that we get an idea of how little 85 people are.
Basically,
a double-decker bus.
A double-decker bus,
right?
Would be sufficient. Yeah.
A double-decker bus.
A London double-decker bus would take 85 people.
Right. One train carriage. Or maybe two?
Perhaps two.
Right?
Yeah. With difficulty.
A medium-sized boat.
A medium-sized boat, yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
You know, half a football field.
Yeah. Or half the seats in a passenger aircraft.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Absolutely.
That's 85 people.
85 people.
Versus?
3.5 billion.
Right. People. That's all of China.
Yeah, all of China, India.
India, and some on top of that.
And some on top of that, yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Good?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay. So I'm just saying this so that we get a picture of it.
My God, staggering.
And these two groups...
Two groups, yeah.
...have the same amount of wealth.
Same amount of wealth.
Yeah. It's really hard to digest.
It is.
But remember, this is Oxfam.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like, you know, the... I don't know, the anarchist, whatever.
Anarchist institution of proclaimed terrorism.
Right. It's not like...
Or the Salafist beheading.
Right. It's not like some dude...
Institute of beheading, you know, your local neighbor.
Right. It's not some dude running, you know, a website out of his, you know, grandma's basement or something. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. This is Oxfam.
Yeah.
Oxfam.
Okay.
Right. Who's done enormous
research. Okay.
Yes. On poverty throughout the globe.
Right.
Yes.
So
let's be clear about that. Yes.
Okay. So this is the now.
Yeah.
Now that we've
discussed that,
just what do you think? What do you think Imam's view of this is?
Well, I see a fatwa coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you agree that it is the same view that the Quran has about these matters?
It is. It is. And it was warning us. For this kind of thing to happen.
Would you say that Imam's view is the same view that